Welcome to the Transportation Committee Agenda. I was trying to make sure you guys were all awake. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. I'm going to ask the clerk to go ahead and place a roll call.
Our Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indian. City of Blythe.
Here.
He's there.
We'll vouch for him.
City of Cathedral City.
Here.
City of Coachella.
Here.
City of Desert Hot Springs.
Present.
City of Indian Wells.
Here.
City of Indio. City of La Quinta.
Here.
City of Palm Desert.
Here.
City of Palm Springs.
Present.
City of Rancho Mirage.
Here.
County of Riverside.
Here.
Torres Martinez, Desert Cahuilla Indian. Chair, we have a forum.
Thank you. Mr. Hoy, will you lead us in the pledge?
Please repeat after me. I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number four, public comments on agenda items. There are none. Move on to item number five. This is the chair, executive director announcements. Tom?
I've got a few announcements, but first I want to do a quick report and ask Ken to help us out with it. Ken Samano with the City of Indian Wells. A report on our traffic management center and our interaction with the tennis tournament that just got over. It seemed like it was a successful one. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. It's Ken Samano, City of Indian Wells. I'm here again. I don't want to sound like a broken
you
record.
Show some of the slides here.
The sincerity of my appreciation for the help of our partner cities of Palm Desert and La Quinta, but specifically today, CBEC. Chris Gunterson and his team worked tirelessly all 10 days of the tournament, and we had a record number, 590,000 plus attendees to this event, and the traffic for a special event of this size went very well. Chris and his team, again, would look at the monitors, as you see on the video screen, see where we had problems, and would manually adjust to clear the traffic. Their team, again, worked seamlessly, and I mean this in the most sincere way. As an engineer, I can say it. Chris is a traffic nerd. I mean, he his understanding of the technology, using consultants, and the way he managed the whole group. I was there a couple of days, and everyone has their opinion, and everyone is right. But the way Chris manages their opinions and handles the traffic, I can't say anything but positive appreciation for his efforts and the efforts of CBAG. This program, again, I think you heard me say it before, when it first started, I was a skeptic. I'm a huge fan now. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And Councilwoman Harnick, you might remember we started this 12 years ago with the idea of 9 different traffic management centers and systems and different software, and bringing it all together certainly makes sense. And this tournament is just a testament to that. And you've got 3 cities directly adjacent to the tennis tournament and using this technology. It's awesome. Just to remind everybody where we are with the systems, of course, phase 1 is operational, and that's demonstrated by what happened at the tennis tournament. Phase 2 is $100 million and over 20 corridors. Installations going on. Whenever you see crosstown electric vans and trucks out there, you know they're doing work. And even phase 2 is somewhat operational already in La Quinta. I think Chris has, maybe it's always around your house, right, Chris?
Yes.
Is that what's going on there?
Yeah. No better way to test it.
Let's be quick, though. We do have.
So phase 2 is well underway. Most of you have seen some of the equipment out there.
One of the things that I'd like to address is you'll see in some locations there's 2 cameras, one sitting next to each other. They even look the same. They're not the same. One is working as the older system, and the newer system will be turned online soon. So, and then the old cameras come down after that. But we're starting in the city of La Quinta because the fiber is already connected, so we'll be lighting that up. And then throughout the valley, some of the other locations are already connected with fiber, so we're going to be turning stuff on and continuing the process of where we left off with phase 1. And I am available for questions if you have any.
Good work, Chris, and you put a lot of extra hours in, so I appreciate you doing that.
Thank you.
A couple of other quick updates. One is on Indian Canyon. We certainly talked about that a lot the last couple of years. We did submit to SCAG a $30+ million request for funding on Friday. A lot of your cities, if not all of them, submitted letters of support. We're going to be going up against all of Southern California, and thanks to Councilman Gregory, who caught something for us a few months ago, both our project and RCTC's project will come out of Riverside County as the most highly ranked, but we still have to compete against the rest of the region for that funding. It's not a lot of money, but it's an important precedent to show that our projects are just as important as others in the region, and I'll certainly update all of you as we learn more there. I don't think we know for a couple of months on that one. Is that right, Erica? Lastly, on microphones, we do have, just remind everybody when you are speaking, like reminding myself, turn the microphone on. And there's there are additional microphones around the table, so if you do whisper, it might get picked up, just as a reminder. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Move on now to the consent calendar. It's recommended.
Chair, just a moment. For the audio record, can I just announce that Vice Chair Morales from Torres Martinez and Councilmember Holmes from the City of Indio.
Thank you. Move on now to the consent calendar. It's recommended that we take these items simultaneously. Can it's there a motion?
So moved.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. We'll move on now to item number A. This is the Regional Pavement Management Program. Mr. Hoy.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, members of the committee. So over the years, CVAG has considered the creation of a regional pavement management program. But currently, the cities and the county are responsible for pavement maintenance, and both on regional roads as well as local roads. In order to receive certain funds, all the cities and county have to have a pavement management program in place in order to receive gas tax and SB1 funds. So they create a pavement management program to create strategies to maintain the pavement. Some of these strategies would be a slurry seal or a pavement overlay or pre-construction of a street. And these strategies are all based on the life cycle of pavement, which is very interesting. We have pavements are measured using a pavement condition index. Pavements start out brand new as 100, score of 100, and then as defects are observed and recorded, the score goes down lower and lower. So as an excellent being 100. And pavement cycles, over about the first 40% of the pavement life, drops down, and you get from an excellent to a very good condition. It's much more affordable to put a slurry seal or do some maintenance on it. This is an example, about $1 a square foot to maintain pavement when it's in good condition rather than letting it get to poor condition and then you're spending $8 a foot to reconstruct it. So the idea is to come up with a strategy where you can treat the pavement and then you give it more life and then it extends its life, you treat it again and you're extending the life of the pavement. So that's what the pavement management systems do. And as part of the program, you create a budget. So you might say the PCI average for a particular city or the county is 70, and we want to maintain that. So we have to put in X amount of dollars every year just to maintain that pavement level. A specific example for the chairman, in Coachella, there's in order to maintain their pavement in the status quo, they would have to invest $2 million a year into just maintaining all their streets, regional and local streets. In Coachella, they get around they had been receiving gas tax about $500,000 a year, and so they would never be able to catch up, and the pavement condition would deteriorate. Back in 2017, there was, with SB1, there was an influx of additional maintenance money that all the cities and the counties received, and that doubled, more than doubled that number, but it was still not enough to maintain the street, the street, so you have the overall system deteriorating. So, with That made cities and the county, you're forced to make these decisions on where you focus your funds and which roads you maintain first. And usually, or typically, they'd focus that on the streets that get the most traffic, which are regional roads. And that leaves the local streets throughout the agency to be neglected, and they'd look worse. And you're focusing all your attention on these heavily traveled roads. So that leads us to this item for you today, is to the concept of investing in a regional pavement management program and a cost-sharing partnership would address the regional streets and allow local agencies to invest more money into their local streets to maintain those pavements. And if we did it that way, you know, rather than having each agency and their boundary having their own pavement management program that included arterials, we would look at all the arterials throughout the CVAG jurisdiction in Coachella Valley. And very similar to our CV Sync that we just heard about, we're already maintaining throughout many of the corridors as it expands different elements of traffic control. And so having to look at the pavement management as well just goes hand in hand, and there's some efficiencies to do that. Back in 2010, when the development of the TPPS was underway, CVAG commissioned a report, the title of it is the Regional Arterial Maintenance System Report. It's a regional pavement management report. And it looked at all of the streets throughout the region, all the arterials, the arterial network. And at that time, it calculated about 350 miles of regional streets throughout the Coachella Valley. And if you looked at the current replacement value of that system, it would be over $840 million that the Coachella Valley has invested in roads. So ultimately, during 2010, the creation of the TPPS, a regional maintenance program, wasn't recommended or developed because at that time, CVAG was receiving about $13 million a year in Measure A and TUMF. And our top 10 projects in the TPPS that year was over $345 million. Jefferson Street Interchange was over $50 million at the time, and so there just wasn't enough money to put into to the maintenance program. So staff is recommending that that we update this report. That's the first step. It's a two-step process. Update this report, get all the current numbers on all the regional streets, and then develop a policy to create a regional pavement management program, and then bring that policy back at a future committee meeting to be approved by this group or considered by this group to see if there's some value in taking this approach. And that completes my staff report and can answer questions.
Yeah, well, I'm going to open it up to the committee. Any questions?
Is there a budget for this expenditure?
Yes, there's the budget for updating the study is about $250,000, and we're requesting proposals. So we'll receive proposals from different agencies. Recently, CVAG created a call for project or a call for consultants, and we have a listing of consultants that made the list. And so we've asked those consultants that provide pavement management studies to submit their proposal. And so we'll bring back a proposal for approval just to update the report, and then we'll have the data. And I'll be comparing streets throughout all the agencies with them.
Maybe I can augment that. I suspect you're not as concerned about a couple hundred thousand dollars to update a study, more concerned about the program itself, which would be many millions of dollars. And just to state the obvious, or perhaps not so obvious, we don't have the money to have a pavement management program now. We could barely think about the next interchange in Indio, Jackson Street, which is desperately needed, by the way. So there's no federal or state dollars. It will be another $110 million, $120 million project, and I can't even contemplate moving that one forward at this time. So there isn't money for the capital projects in our priority-based system, but there may be a sales tax measure, and that sales tax measure would give us a lot more flexibility, both with our existing funding as well as the new funding, to consider things that our cities and county have long been interested in, things like the pavement management system. The other piece of this that I think certainly Jonathan pointed out in the report, is there may be some benefits to have regionalizing it. And by regionalizing it, just so everybody knows, Tom Kirk doesn't want to create a yard here where there's a maintenance staff. I think we've got plenty of capability within the Coachella Valley. And regionalization doesn't necessarily mean CVAG staffing up to do potholes. It could mean asking one of our cities to take the lead on the western part of the Coachella Valley, another on the east, or perhaps we do Highway 111 as one contract. And we see a lot of benefits to that because sometimes cities might update or resurface a road that works for their calendar, but it doesn't work for the tennis tournament that's happening next door. And so thinking about this regionally has a lot of benefits, maybe some economies of scale, and that's what would be considered the funding, the money would be considered post-November. The initial work is, all right, what does the system look like? What's its condition? And setting, giving us the technical information in order to provide you some policy options post-November.
City of Ransom Roads?
Yeah, I've got a question. So what we're asked to do now is to approve about $250,000 to do a study.
It'll come back, by the way.
Okay. And we won't know until after November if we're actually going to be able to engage in this program until the vote on the 1% sales tax. And that's where the funding will come from to support the program. But a couple of questions. The first is with respect to the way in which we prioritize pavement maintenance. So is there an initial thought as to how we do that? Will we set up something like TPPS to figure out where we need to direct our efforts in pavement management? Any thoughts about that?
Jonathan?
Sure. The TPPS, I think we would add pavement management as a program that we can use TPPS funding for. But the pavement management plan, which Ransom Roads has one, looks at those different strategies, and it'll compare different budgets and different scenarios, and it'll give you three or four, and it'll be the most advantageous, you know, to stretch out the available funding to treat the roads. Ransom Roads, for example, has a five-year slurry program that, as you know, that's on the website that lays out the plan, so the community knows when they're going to be in their neighborhood doing work. And some of the strategies, that's just a slurry seal on some of the streets. When streets need reconstruction, that'll cost more. And so it gets into different strategies. So it's all part of that pavement management plan.
Mayor, maybe
to the point, I think, of the question, I might be wrong. You know, on capital projects, we prioritize. We say, oh, Monroe's number one. Are you asking? I assume you're asking, well, are you going to do the same thing on a pavement management? Is it Avenue 50? Our chairman might be interested in that. That's our number one. I don't think it would work the same way. I believe if the funding was there, we'd say, we want all of the streets to look X.
Yeah.
And if you're flying into Palm Springs Airport and traveling to Indian Wells or Coachella or anywhere else, you don't want to see a major difference when you cross a city boundary on the quality of the street. So I think we'd have a minimum standard and work with all the cities on a cost-sharing basis and set up a schedule and have the entire Coachella Valley looking as good as, frankly, Rancho Mirage does.
Well, the city of India's got really good streets.
They do.
So that's the next question, is a priority, and I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is how would we prioritize? Because we did the sales tax initiative several years ago specifically for the streets, and we've been dedicated to doing that. So, of course, we want our streets, after we know what they look like 20 years ago, we want our streets to always look nice. But if we have a pavement management plan, then how do we work together to achieve the priorities of any given city with the priorities of
there
city?
Are all sorts of equity issues, all sorts of, you know, is it, so you just fixed all your streets and now, the guys next door didn't fix all their streets, right, and they're going to get all the regional money.
Yeah. Look at La Quinta. Your 111 is like it's third world.
Here we go.
I was going to mention that,
these are all
practical
and policy implications. There may be, perhaps there's some sort of incentive for all the cities to get to a particular standard before they get a regional benefit to the program. So these would be considerations that I think we'd have a policy call on after November. Not a whole lot of sense talking about it now.
Cathedral City and then Palm Springs.
Okay, thank you. So I nerd out on PCIs too, just so you know, because that's I think really important. But you know, I think it's important to remember we're asking for right now someone to come back and give us a report on how this can be done.
Right.
So we have all these questions, but we're looking for the answers. But certainly, you know, we don't want to get parochial on it, and I think a collaboration of scheduling and the economy of scale should override any kind of parochial type of thinking, because it ultimately will all benefit if we're looking at it that way. So I'm looking forward to being able to review the reports and see where we can go with this and how we can work better through our entire region with this. Thank
you. Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Cathedral City.
So thank you. Part of my question's been answered, but timing of this, I think, is tricky in a sense that RCTC is getting ready to publish a traffic relief plan that is, I'm hearing, is to be aspirational, but currently it just says for the Coachella Valley that the money would be, that monies are spent on the TPPS. I'm paraphrasing. And then if they should decide to go for a ballot measure, then of course it'll be even more important to get the wording correct, because that would, the ballot language would need to be more explicit as to where funding would go. And I hear you say, well, we internally would just add possibly pavement management to the TPPS, but that gives me a little bit of a squirm, because I think if we are going to be selling the traffic relief plan locally to be accepted and selling a ballot measure possibly afterwards, and it just says that the money will go to the TPPS, and then we have to explain, well, we may in the future add that it goes to local roads, then I think that's problematic. And of course, the part I didn't mention, but I assume everyone knows, is all of the polling and a lot of the public talk goes towards improving the condition of our streets. And that's the part that's most popular. So if we don't have that clearly spelled out, then we're going to have problems getting the support on a ballot measure if we should go for that, or even supporting the aspirational plans of RCTC and you know, by extension, CVAG on traffic relief plan.
And if I might, you all are smarter than you think you are. You actually included a regional pavement management program into the draft measure 4 years ago. And in the RCTC draft traffic relief plan, you'll see a paragraph that says regional pavement management program. Based on this conversation, I'll certainly work with RCTC to add some language to specify that in the aspirational, and certainly memorialize it in any draft legislation.
I think that would work. The reason I share that is I just had a phone call with RCTC, since you all that are on there made me an officer there, and they had some uncertainty, and they didn't believe that this type of a program was currently included, but they are waiting to hear from you.
So. Oh, it is included, okay. And it's in the previous draft, and I know RCTC staff are watching and listening, and we will provide additional language, and I will send it out to all of you, and of course the RCTC commissioners here will also see it and have two bites at that apple, one at your next meeting where this aspirational plan will be considered, and also before any measure goes forward. And it's very clear that this plan is designed, at least the draft that I sent them, right, Erica? I drafted it, right? The intent is to reduce the burden on local governments for the impacts of regional traffic on regional roadways.
City of Palm Springs, and then we'll go to the City of La Quinta.
Palm Springs said I could just finish something up real quick.
We did.
We had a sidebar. we have to remember, too, even though this can help us with this traffic relief plan, there's always pots of money that come along that we didn't expect that can help us with this as well. So we shouldn't just focus that that is the only resource. There are other resources. The other thing I want to make sure we do with the RFP, when we are discussing the scheduling, that we include Edison, the utilities, fiber optics, that we're not ripping things up twice. Because, you know, if we can coordinate with them and do it all at once in a very effective manner, we all benefit. Done.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for bringing the proposal forward, and I really appreciate all of the comments and agree with all of the comments of my colleagues. I think this is something that is worth completing this study, but I would encourage us to move very slowly. This is a substantial change in the way that we set priorities and fund our street repairs, and if it's going to work, it needs to be focused solely on those roadways that are clearly regional and affect most cities, as opposed to trying to do it on setting priorities for 350 miles of roadway throughout our region, which I don't think any of us want to have responsibility for making those decisions here, as opposed to on our city councils.
Yeah, I was going to say pretty much what Lisa was saying. I think that Highway 111 through La Quinta is exactly the reason to have a regional plan, because one of the we've spent almost $16 million in the last 2 years on pavement management, meaning slurry seal repair, complete replacement in areas. And there's, matter of fact, on tomorrow night's agenda, there's another $1.5 million project. We've used Measure G money as well as the approximately $1.5 million that we get in Measure A and SB1. So that points out exactly how much money it takes to manage the local streets, and we haven't touched 111 because we've been looking for help in paying for it. And it looks like we're going to have $4 million from the feds to help us then be able to do that project. We'll come up with the other money, obviously, the other half of the $8 to $10 million that we need to actually complete the work, and hopefully this summer, this fall, it will happen. But I think that focusing on the regional roads is really important, and the purpose for doing this, and if there's a poster child for a regional need, it is Highway 111 between Washington and Jefferson. So there you go. So,
which is where we go to shop every day.
Yes.
County of Riverside?
As all of us do. Thanks.
Dennis, you getting all this?
Yeah.
All right, in case folks don't know, that's Dennis. He's part of our county team, and he'll be helping us think through all this good stuff that we're discussing here today. And without violating the Brown Act, because you know this is not a tax measure agenda item, although we could agendize it for another day, I appreciate the conversation, and obviously a regional approach is important. Poster, I don't know, Kathleen, I think you got to drive a little more east, and I think you'll see a bigger poster.
A different poster.
So in any event, I support everybody's thoughts here. And you know what? Equity is an issue, obviously. And affordable housing is a big deal. Why not build these roads around affordable housing? Just, you know, I think the city managers of our respective cities and staff and county can come together and put together a formula for us to consider, right? But that's later. Can I call a question? Can I just support this?
I have one more question, if I may. So, and I am supportive of this concept. I think that we should do this. And I am concerned about how we move on with determining what the hierarchy of road work is and how we're going to figure that out. The other question I have is with respect to the quality of the pavement materials that we use. So different cities have different standards. How are we going to figure that out? I appreciate that we're going to sort that out when the study comes, but none of us want less standards than we have today in the composition of road materials that we use in our cities today.
Your colleague from Indian Wells has asked that gold be put into the streets. And the quality of the standard needs to be a minimum, and that will be a part of the study as well. So you're going to have an opportunity to discuss this at a policy level with the facts in front of you. What's the level of pavement condition now, and what are the options that might be considered by this policy-making body? And more on this to come.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the conversation of splitting up the watermelon before it gets into the barn, I guess, right? We need to pass the measure. But in this case, I think it's a good conversation, and there'll be more to come. There is a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Rancho Mirage. And I do want to thank Rancho Mirage for bringing this conversation forward. It happened in a very other kind of way. But it's a good, conversation to have. To talk about, you know, local benefit and road maintenance. So
Thank you.
All right, there is a motion and a second. Can we get a roll call, please?
You might even be able to do this without a roll call.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any no's? Any abstentions? Joey?
Aye.
Joey's an aye. All right. We'll move forward on item number B. This is the next steps for the Art and Music Line project. Andy?
Good morning, committee members. We're here before you today with a contract amendment to the design contracts for the Arts and Music Line project. This would be a design amendment number 3 for the project. Where we are with the project today, we are presently reviewing plans that are 90% complete. In fact, we have a meeting with the 3 agencies that the project runs through, La Quinta, Indio and Coachella, and I think I can move this slide myself, can't I? Yes. Our map of the project, just to refresh everybody's recollection of the project. The project runs from Washington Street on Avenue 48 all the way out to along Avenue 48, all the way out to Dillon Road, and then the project shifts to Dillon Road all the way out to the Whitewater Channel to hook up with the CV Link. There's also a second CV Link connector about a third of the way through the project east of Washington Street that would connect along the La Quinta Evacuation Channel. In addition, there's some side street improvements that will restripe or augment existing bike lanes to serve schools in the area. And the little icons represent the schools that are being served by the project. If you remember, last year, CVAG received $36.5 million for the construction cost for the project. And so we are dialing forward to today. We are needing to inject additional funds into the design contract to keep things going. Substantial effort has been made by the design team to, as you get into detailed design, incorporate additional elements in the project. That will include mitigating some stormwater impacts where we have some existing flooding along the roadway. We don't want to increase that unnecessarily in the middle of the project. We've had substantial effort interfacing with CVWD, who has a say on what happens in the La Quinta Channel as well as the Whitewater Channel, and substantial effort has been made, and substantial effort is going to be needed to continue that dialogue to get CVWD to a point of comfort level with this project. We've added some additional traffic signals to the project scope to ensure that we have safe crossings for bicyclists and pedestrians at crossings that today are presently unsignalized. So today we are asking, there's my side street. Today we're asking for authorization to execute amendment number 3. The cost of this additional $2.2 million, 75% is going to be borne by regional funding through CVAG. The remaining 25% is broken up between La Quinta, Indio, and Coachella. La Quinta bears 25% of the 25%. Indio is 67% of the 25%. And Coachella is 8% of the 25%. The second action today is to negotiate and execute the reimbursement agreements with the cities to cover the local share of the cost of this amendment number 3. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? I do. Just a comment. Please keep us apprised of your substantial efforts with CBWD.
I think whatever, you know, time is money, and you know, if we could move this along, we all greatly appreciate it, because I'm looking at the schedule here. It's going to 2025, and we won't see construction probably until 2026 if we're kind of on the schedule. So
yeah, we're anticipating construction starting next year, and right now it looks like it'll be about a 2-year window to complete the whole project. It'll probably be completed in segments.
Okay, very good. No questions. Is there a motion?
Motion.
There's a motion. Second. Is there a second? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Any abstentions? Joey?
There's an aye and no nays.
We'll move on now to item number C. This is a construction contract award for CV Link Multimodal Transportation Corridor Project, segment number 6. Mr. Hoy.
Good morning again. This item is for segment 6 of our CV Link project. As you know, we have completed the existing, the map shows the existing completed portions of CV Link. Segment 1 and 2, which we're finishing up over the next 6 months, and segments 3, 4, and 5, which we've started construction on, which will be done by the end of the calendar year. And now we have our remaining segment, which is located majority in Cathedral City, to complete about another 6 miles of pathway in Cathedral City. So we've put out a bid package and advertised for construction. This morning, we opened bids, and we received 2 bids. Ames is our current contractor, is working on the first 2 phases that we went out to construction on, and Granite is the apparent low bidder with $19 million to complete segment 6. The engineer's estimate was $20 million, so we feel these bids were pretty close to the engineer's estimate. We'll, of course, analyze these bids and bring back a recommendation authorizing our award of the contract at the executive committee at the end of the month. That completes my staff report. I can answer questions.
Any questions? Yeah, you know, we had the first section, which I kind of call it the Markham section, because it was out there without any legal place to park, or, you know, and some pretty rough access to get to it for bicycles. So I appreciate seeing this going forward. And also want to note, of course, that we do have a park under construction that that will link to CV Link in the Dream Homes area. So that, again, will allow a way for access onto these new sections when they get built. So thank you.
Very nice. Any other questions? Just in terms of change orders here, I imagine, again, conversations with CVWD have been, we've been getting a lot of change orders.
That's good. We continue to work with CVWD.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Joey?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions? Any no's? Seeing none, we'll move forward now to item number D. It's a contract amendment with Alta Planning and Design. Mr. Roy?
Is it connected to this, obviously, the CV Link and the previous item? Alta Planning and Design has been engaged with CVAG since for over 10 years. And they've been our lead designer on the project. They've helped us complete the design, and they also provide construction support. As we go through this these awards, the contractor, we also have to get permits from different agencies, and we are currently working on some additional permitting and some future work that relates to some changes that have occurred. So, for example, in Palm Desert, we had a crossing at Hovely, we called it the Hovely Crossing, just east of Cook Street, and CVWD has a large project going on there, so we can't put it where we initially planned, so we're redesigning that. That's a new way. Indio, where we're just working, we have a construction maintenance agreement with the railroad, and we're just working on some details that have to be provided to the contractor. Palm Springs. We're trying to get the permits, working with the Metro Caltrans to get the work done on Highway 11. And then in Coachella, we're also asking them for some help to connect CB Link to Avenue 52 where we have a connector.
So they're helping us through this process, and this will be an amendment number 13. I said it, number 13. But we are recommending approval for an additional $294,000.
Any comments? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion. Second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Joey?
Yes.
Any extensions and no's? Seeing none. Motion carries. We'll move on to item number 8. This is informational.
Item number 9. Ken was scheduled to speak, but he did speak, so we have no other public comments. And with that, announcements. The next meeting of the Transportation Committee will be on Monday, May 6, 2024, here at our CVAC conference room. And the next meeting of the Executive Committee we have on Monday, April 29th, here at our CVAC conference room. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.